All right, welcome to Bethelcast number 6, and so excited that I have here with me today somebody who is one of the most beloved people here at Bethel. Not only because she is an amazing gift to our church and the wonderful ways that she does things, but she has probably helped almost all of us buy a house. And that is important. So we have with us today the best realtor in all of realtying, Miss Tracy Schoberg of RE/MAX Roots. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you, Pastor Dave.
Yeah, Tracy, it's awesome to have you. And I mean that, and I told you already I was going to share this story, in that 2.5 years ago or so, we were looking for a house. You know, we moved here. We Datton sold our house. We lived in the 3-bedroom, 1-bath house parsonage. And we went through a lot of different things. We were thinking about buying the parsonage. That kind of fell through for various reasons. And my wife was just at her wit's end. So I got on the phone to Tracy. I was standing in my kitchen. I called Tracy up. I say, Tracy, find me a house. I got to have something. The next day, people, no lie. She goes, we're meeting tomorrow. She took us out. This was a Wednesday. She took us out on a Thursday morning. The next day, the first house we went to was the house that we ended up buying. Boom. Right there, and gave us amazing options. It was the most perfect house. And it was difficult. It was the way God worked out. But Tracy, as I've said before, you were Jesus for us. You were our Savior. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Pastor Dave. Not that that's a pretty big shoes to fill there, but I do take that as a compliment. Yeah, and of course
it is.
And
I'm not the only one, Tracy. You know that. There's so many people that you have helped through your role as a realtor, and I just needed to say that to you, how much that meant to me. And Tracy also serves as our treasurer. Talk about a woman of great faith and strength to be the treasurer of Bethel. And also, she is just a wonderful, wonderful committed member. And so we love having you here.
Thank you.
Would love for you to share a little bit of your story with us and about who Tracy is. And I know what you do as a realtor, but just kind of a little bit of your story and your history and your awesome husband. You married a preacher's boy.
I did. yes. And that comes with a whole set of things too. But he and I came to Bethel many, many, many years ago. And it was just one of those places where you immediately felt at home. Of course, we had our servant, Glenn Combs. And
yes.
Ever since, you know, the minute we walked in, because we were church shopping at the time, and then the minute we walked in, we just knew Bethel was home. And it was that instant that we never went to another church.
Yeah.
And then,
Charlie Moyer said Glenn Combs was the person
yeah,
for him, too.
It was the ambassador of Bethel.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of people who have known me a long time will remember Nick when he was little in the church, yeah, and we would share peace. And Nick was the pastor of Bethel. He went through all the church. That was like his favorite thing to do. And
I
he shared peace at from 2 years old on. He would share peace with everybody in the church.
Oh, my God.
Even across the way, because, you know, everybody has their seat. But we would go, I would lose him. I was like, where's Nick? And he'd be clear over on the other side of the church sharing peace with people. And it'd be like, you know, 10 minutes later, he's still sharing the peace and the service is going on and he doesn't care. He's sharing the peace.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And he's grown up in this church. And those boys, they, you know, Ian, of course, too. And they've been baptized here and First Communion and the whole deal and confirmation for Nick and soon to be Ian.
And what else is Ian doing now?
Oh, Ian's got his business. He's Grassmasters.
Yeah.
And
what's he doing for Bethel?
He is taking care of the whole lawn for Bethel.
That's
and
awesome.
We're grateful for that. And he just really takes that job seriously.
Yes, he does.
And he loves what he does. And to have, at such a young age, to know what you want to do, it just impresses me a lot.
Oh, incredibly impressive. That's a sign of the way you and Dave have done a wonderful job with your boys, and I know how close they are with him.
They are.
And
they
that
really
is
they
pretty
love
cool.
their dad. And you know, this family, I mean, I say that a lot. We wouldn't be the close family we are if it wasn't for Bethel.
Wow.
Because Bethel is just that place for us.
Yeah.
And these walls are just sacred for us.
Wow.
And you know, when we wake up on Sunday, it's never a question of, okay, are we going to go to church? It's no, we get up and we go to church. That's because it doesn't feel right if we don't.
That's at the heart of really how you and Dave have lived your life, isn't it?
It is. I mean, anytime we've had bad things, which everybody does, but anytime we've had those times in our life, Bethel has been the one that has been our rock, you know. Right. And Bethel has helped us through a lot. When David went through his, you know, depression and bipolar and all that, right. Bethel was there. I mean, we reached out and, you know, they just nursed us through that. And that's the community of Bethel. That's, I mean, there's so many people that maybe you don't see for a while, but you know they're there. And that's why I'm kind of excited for the summer, because one service and we'll all be back together again. I'm excited about that.
I think that'll be a fun experience for us.
It's going to be fun.
And as long as people don't get their noses bent out of shape with somebody sitting in their seat, right?
Oh, well, yeah. That might be an issue.
Well, Dave, too, and you talk about your family. I mean, you guys are so invested here, because Dave has been such a big, huge help in us getting our everything done with the sound. Dave has, it's really impressive, because it used to be that Dave and or Nick or Ian was there at almost every service.
Right.
And Dave has trained enough guys now.
Yep.
That I look back, I go, oh, it's not Dave again. Well, look at that. It's not Dave again. I'm like, way to go, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him.
He has learned to delegate, and he's okay with it. He gave up his sound system just a little bit, and you know,
and it gives them a little more freedom, and they're doing fine.
And they're doing just fine. And he even admits that they're doing just fine. So it's okay.
And Dave does so much around here as the behind the scenes doing maintenance stuff. And I mean, such a gift. So, I mean, truly, truly, the Schoberg family is so invested here, but such a gift and such leaders. And we appreciate that. So we talked a little bit earlier, and I'd love for you to share a little bit, Tracy, about how your role as a realtor. Mm-hmm. And the work you do, really, I know you see that as a ministry. Share a little bit about kind of that and your, and the way you see yourself in working with people in this very, because that's a very stressful, I know it's a very stressful time in people's lives, and they don't always, they're not always themselves because they're full of so much anxiety.
Right.
How do you help with that?
I see people in some of their worst times. And in some of their best times.
Yes.
So
attest to that.
We call ourselves kind of therapy people, because we do have to talk people off of ledges and, you know, and off of building, you know, tops, because it is a stressful time. But I just have a passion for what I do, and I think God uses me, and God uses me for that, because I don't ever look at the money part ever. Because it doesn't matter to me. Of course, you have to have money to live.
Sure.
But what matters to me is the happiness of people and making sure that they are happy. And if they're not happy, that really bothers me. So I have to make sure that they get what they want. And, you know, and my skills after all these years, I mean, I do have some skills that can help people. But at the most of the time, it's just the satisfaction of that I found them the house, or I helped sell their house, and I got them from A to B, and that's a real satisfaction for me. And that's why I do what I do, because I love to see people happy.
Yeah.
Love it. It's like a drug for me. I just love it.
That's awesome. No, I hear you. And I know that in my experience personally, I mean, that's exactly what you did for us. I mean, and having somebody who I knew was a person of faith, who valued that, who would tell me, it's okay, Dave, God's going to get us through this.
Mm-hmm.
That meant the world. And I know you can't do that with everybody, but I know that the people that you know you can do that with, you have done, because I've heard that. And you just always said, look, God's going to help take care of this. We can trust that.
Yeah, I do. I use that a lot. And, you know, I've actually brought a few people to Bethel because of that. Because,
yay!
You know, just because they see how much fun we have here. And I talk about Bethel a lot because they are my extended family.
Sure.
I mean, everyone here, I cannot express how much I love this place.
We love you.
And
we appreciate you.
I love it here. I mean, from Sunday school, teaching Sunday school, I never would see myself as a Sunday school teacher. Because that's just, I'm not a teacher. But with those kids, oh my goodness, they come in, and I love those kids.
Do you have Micah?
I do. I have Micah, I have Jason, I have, you know, Sarah and Mia, and I just love them. We just have so much fun.
That's a sweet group, too.
Oh my gosh, and they're just wonderful.
Well, they love Miss Tracy. So,
I mean, they share the peace with me, so I take that as a compliment.
Just like Nick. So Nick, the little guy who shared the peace, yep. And now you have other little other little kids sharing the peace with you.
That's our future, you know.
That's our future. Absolutely.
I tell you, it's amazing what we do here with kids.
Well, I tell you what, you're amazing, Tracy. And I'm so glad you took some time today to be with us, to share with us a little bit of your story, and share a little bit about how faith has been a part of your life and the life of your family. And that's something I shared earlier, which I'll share again, is, I mean, that is evident in the way that you guys live your life as the Schoberg family, and you've been a real gift to us. So
thank you.
Let us pray. Lord gracious Jesus, we give you thanks for Tracy, and thank you for her way of allowing and offering herself and the gifts that you have uniquely given her to be a witness in this world, to help others experience the abundant life that you have for us all. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless and keep us. May your face shine upon us, be gracious to us, look upon us with favor, and give us peace. We ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye.